Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Are you serious?
Welcome to How to Kill an Hour. My name is Marcus Bronzy.
And my name is producer Bill.
There's plenty of ways to kill some time out there, but right now you are killing some time with us. Don't forget, you can join our mailing list by heading to howtokillanhour.com/news, where we will share with you the latest and greatest ways to kill some time. That's howtokillanhour.com/news. Also, before we kick on with today's show, let's give some shout outs to some of our lovely listeners out there. Hello to Glenn Paul Hobbs, Willow, Gritboards, Princess Rachel, DJ Double, DJ Double, one of the finest DJs in the country, Katie McCabe, N. Silverstan, Dreamio, Matthew Pellet, Evie, Arthur Digby Sellers, Vicky, Melanie Clark, Just the Tip Pod, Just the Tip Pod. I want to get involved in that podcast, Just the Tip. Frank Buzz, DJ Blighty, Oakley VR, and Sharon John Hill. Also, thank you for getting involved via all of our social medias, Twitter at How to Kill an Hour, Instagram at How to Kill an Hour, and Facebook.com/How to Kill an Hour. We've not made it hard to find us. Right, so much to talk about in today's show. We're going to talk about a lot of computer games. Before we kicked off today's show, you probably would have had a little jingle from Strange Brigade. That's coming up in a little while. But there's something that's gone on in the computer game world at the start of September 2018. And there's been a lot of people that have been taking time off work. Is that right, Billy? Because of this.
I'm waiting for it.
Spider-Man.
Yes. Spider-Man does whatever a spider can.
Yeah. Do you know the whole song?
Nah.
Something in your eyes. Here comes a Spider-Man.
Spider-Pig.
Yeah. So the Spider-Man game is out on the PS4 before we crack on.
Oh, here we go.
It's out exclusively on the PS4. If you've listened to a few episodes of How to Kill an Hour, you'll be aware that Billy is he's Team Xbox.
Yes, I'm Team Xbox.
So, are you going to be playing the new Spider-Man, Bill?
Not yet.
So, are you waiting for the cross-platform release then?
No. Thing is, right.
When
Xbox first came out, you had Gears of War, you had Project Gotham Racing, it had the better games.
Yeah.
As time's gone on, PlayStation's got the better games.
So you're admitting now that PlayStation's a superior console, is that what you're admitting?
Yes and no, but yes, because you've got God of War, Spider-Man, these games are like AAA. These are the ones that you want to be playing, and I have played Spider-Man in the office today. And I did put a PS4 Pro in my basket. And, it just gives me time to think whether or not to go into the shop and buy it. But the shop that I chose to purchase it said I had to give them money.
So you're saying that this game has got console buying power?
Yes. Now it's just whether I get the Pro one or the standard one.
So basically you're saying Spider-Man is the game that could hurt Xbox. And I'm being, all right, I'm messing around with you because you were Team Xbox, but like realistically, do you reckon this is a game that could have people really switching sides when it comes to consoles?
Yeah, if you've got an Xbox already, I can't see no reason why, because the original PlayStation, not the PS4 Pro one, is £250. Now that's really nothing when it first came out. Like I said, they did place it in the basket. At this particular shop, you could reserve it and then pay for it when you go into the shop. That gives me a bit of time to think about it. But they wanted money before I go in, so I'll have to just walk into the shop instead.
You know why that is, though, isn't it?
Because no one went and picked it up.
Nah, because it's so high value. So many people want to get their hands on this game right now, bruv. You can't just be reserving stuff. Yeah.
I played literally half an hour. I wanted to keep playing.
I mean, shout out to Billy. Let's be honest out here. Billy jumped onto my save game, started doing stuff in the game, and saved over my save game. Thank you very much.
I only done one thing.
I had to go into the PlayStation Cloud and pull it down. Now you got a new suit for my Spider-Mans. There you go. Spoiler for the game. You can get wicked suits for Spider-Man. But, I mean, let's talk through the game. It's an open world adventure game. So you can roam the streets as Spider-Man. And when we spoke about this in the E3 episodes, if you don't mind finding the numbers of those episodes so we can actually send the listeners to those.
But I think it's 283. 283, if I remember off the top of my head. Bear me one second. I think it's 283.
You're sick if you remember that off the top of your head, Bill.
Now to killanhour.com/shows/EP283.
That's how you get to episodes, by the way.
Best of E3. It's Rebellion Games, James Kingsley, so I was wrong.
Yeah, we're talking about that in a sec. But
281.
There we go, 281. So we really spoke a lot about Spider-Man, and you can literally... I mean, I'll tell you about the start of the game, because we've got a spoiler-free video that we put up on our YouTube. Again, check the link in our show description to check that out. I mean, Billy, you literally start the game web slinging as Spider-Man, and the tutorial that it runs you through is not that sort of training room tutorial. They give you real world training as Spidey, and for me, I mean, all right, the web slinging is one amazing thing about it, right? Second is the story. The story is very juicy. It's packed full of spoilers. This is why we didn't want to have the spoiler version of the video out, because there's lots of things that happen in the story that kind of I don't want to ruin for you. And also, shout out to Marvel and Insomniac as well. The embargo for this was nuts. It was like, you can't talk about this, can't talk about this, can't talk about this. That's one thing. The fighting system, I'm going to say it's probably one of the best fighting systems that I've experienced since the Arkham series of games, which was the Batman Arkham, where you could get together 50-hit combos. Now, I've not pulled off a 50-hit combo yet on Spider-Man, but I reckon you definitely would be able to do this if you gave it a little bit of practice. The city looks amazing. The way that he free runs as well is cool. Well, what else did you like about it, Billy?
I liked the fact that you can go from cutscene to straight into gameplay. It's seamless. You can't really... There's no real like regular games like, oh, the graphics in the cutscene are like 10 times as better as the gameplay. But this is just like very seamless.
Yeah, that's good. They've got this sort of action points as well. We've got user reactions to hit certain buttons. Some people aren't fans of it. Did it affect your gameplay as well as much?
No, it's just good. It's just, I can't really say much else. It's bloody amazing.
Yeah, soundtrack's really good as well. Like when you start web slinging, you start hearing... I mean, that's sick. Like when you're swinging through the city...
I had to figure out how to swing. Like when I first used it, because obviously I didn't play the tutorial because you played it.
Yeah.
And I was doing it and I'm like, how do you do this? But then I finally figured it out. But it sounds weird, but it feels like you're swinging through New York.
100%. It's so intuitive. So, so intuitive. And, well, I mean, we're just praising the game. I mean, I've got to admit, there are a couple of bugs out there. If you look on Twitter, there's some people that have screenshotted some funny bugs. The selfie picture mode, sick as well.
Speaking of that, can I just grab the, pass me the controller?
Yeah, go
please.
On.
And hopefully you better show this on, we won't be able to see it, but I was going to show Marcus some really cool, I don't know where you get to it, but get to the final point.
Yeah.
If you go to, I was trying to figure out how to take the picture. We have to go to options and then take a picture that way. Take a screenshot. It was amazing. I went to this really tall building. Do you see it on Spider-Man? You look around, it's this massive building. I went to the top, you see the whole of New York.
Mm-hmm.
Selfie mode, it's amazing. You can change the thing. It's like Instagram, but on the PlayStation. You can add like filters to it. You can add an angle to it. You can do all kinds of things to it. You could spend hours just taking pictures.
People are going in. It's amazing, man. Make sure you check that out. Oh, what else? I showed upgrade it, I the showed suit. Upgrade his
upgrade the suit. Yeah, I know about that.
Yeah, you do. Upgrade his melee combat skills. You can solve. I mean, one of the most bits of fun I had with it, as well as moving through the narrative, is just roaming around the city. You know, being that friendly neighborhood Spider-Man, helping out people that are in a car crash, helping out, you know, to stop a jeweler's getting robbed or someone jacking a car. I love it. I mean, I've got to give it a 5 out of 5 or a 10 out of 10 or whatever. what do you give it, Bill?
I'll give it 5. Of course. But of course, we don't give 5s away a lot here at How to Kill an Hour.
100%.
And this is 5 with a gold star as well, I think.
Exactly. And also, don't forget, Billy bought a whole new console for this. I mean, this is a guy who's... Have you had a play... When's the last PlayStation you had?
Last PlayStation I had was PlayStation 3.
PlayStation 3. So you've gone from PlayStation 3 to... So you had the PS3.
Yeah, I had Xbox 360, PS3. So I had both of them.
And you resisted PS4
until
now. I resisted
PS4 this much. God of War almost made me have it.
All right.
But, I don't know. But then Spider-Man is just... It is incredible. I showed my dad a trailer of it. And he goes, oh, it looks like GTA, but for Spider-Man.
Yeah, you know, that's a good comparison. GTA, but instead of running, you can web-sling around the city.
Yeah, because at least with these, with the pedestrians as well, you go around and go, oh, hi, Spidey. And they talk to you as you go around.
Yeah, sick. One power up that I'm looking forward to unlocking is when you grab a rocket with your, because there are people with rocket launchers firing them at you, and you get to grab a rocket with your web and swing it around and slap the person back in the face who just tried to fire a rocket at you. Sick.
I haven't seen that. I've seen the one where a grenade launcher is on the floor and you can pick it up with a grenade web.
Yeah.
And throw it back at him. Yeah, that was quite cool.
That's the one, man. It's awesome. And also, he's got focus mode as well, which is bullet time. So you can actually pull off some super sick moves, but also have the time to negotiate and look what you're going to do.
I don't think we can praise this game enough.
I mean, we've been giving it love since E3. I was concerned that I was caught in the hype. I was hard for E3 and I was playing it. I was like, oh, this is sick. About loads of games. And Spider-Man's one of the games that when we've come back to the UK, had a cool-off period and got our hands on it again. Bruv, I'm just so impressed. Well done, Insomniac Games.
It's like a movie.
You're playing a movie. Yeah. You are Spider-Man. I am Spider-Man part-time.
Voice acting is really good.
Yeah. He's a good Spidey. Probably one of my favourite Spideys out there, if not the favourite Spidey I've got. Anyway, on to the next way that we've been killing some time out there. This is another thing which you can check visuals for if you head to the link in our description or howtokillanhour.com, and that is boosted boards.
Stealth.
Boosted boards. Stealth. Boosted boards are a company that I'd like to say are probably one of the premier companies when it comes to making electric skateboards. Now, you may have seen somebody whizzing past an electric skateboard here or there. If you've seen one with orange wheels, there are a few looky-likeys out there. Odds are you've seen one of the last versions of Boosted Board. Now, we've reviewed that on our How to Kill an Hour Facebook and YouTube, and there will also be a link for that in our show description. But as Billy mentioned, we got our hands on the Boosted Stealth. Now, this vehicle can travel up to 14 miles. So they kind of call these things a last mile device, but this can travel 14 miles. So imagine you on the train, get off the train, and you've got, I don't know, a couple miles to walk when you get home. Hop on your board and get there real quick. So I was a big fan of the Boosted Board, the last iteration of it. And the Boosted Board Stealth, I was like, well, how are you really going to make a thing that works is a good board better anyway? So going into filming the video, I was like, all right, is this just going to be like same again, Boosted, well done? Or is there going to be actually enough difference in this to kind of like make the Stealth something worth talking about? Now, first things first is they've totally changed that colorway that I just mentioned with the orange wheels. And they've also changed the deck as well, Bill. So it's like, it's not orange wheels and a bamboo deck. It's now this kind of carbon composite deck and these black wheels. So the first thing I was thinking is the board going to be rougher, stiffer, better?
Or yeah. Not?
Hopped on it, board felt kind of similar. They've taken away, like the last board had kind of smaller waist, should we say, and bigger hips. But this is this is a bit straighter, this board. A little bit heavier, 17 pounds. I think that's because of the extra battery pack that you've got on it as well. This can also go 25 gradient uphill. This is 2,100 watts.
So it's faster.
A little bit faster. I think you get a couple of extra miles an hour faster on it, and it's got this fifth speed setting, which I used for a real short amount of time on the video because I felt like this is something I should not be doing while wearing... I was wearing shorts, bruv. I was wearing shorts and a crash helmet. No crash helmet and shorts. No elbow pads. And I've got to say, if you're riding a boosted board at anything faster than like a slow jog, you need to make sure you have got everything wrapped up. Because I came off it once, yeah, and I swear to God, I must have, by some freakish touch of nature, hit the softest patch of grass that there is out there and like rolled over a few times and I was fine. But yeah, you could lose your life on that. What else is different? They've got...
I was just going to say, I know people might be thinking, oh, 2 miles an hour, is that really all?
Oh, bro.
Does 2 miles an hour make that much of a difference?
I've got to be honest, Bill. Yeah, man. Yeah, 100%. Like, think about, like, the speed, like, its top speed is only, like, 24 miles an hour, right? But only. 24 miles an hour, when you are, like, in the air, but, like it's like when you're on a motorbike, isn't it? Like, when you're on a bike...
Yeah,
and you're like surrounded by air just like whizzing past your ears. It feels so fast, and 24 miles an hour is fucking fast.
You think, oh shit, if I fall off this,
bruv, I was turtling, man, touching cloth.
I was just while we were talking, I was just checking about the 14 miles. Mm-hmm. If you was to go from St. Pancras,
right,
you would get on one full charge just before Watford.
So you get from the centre of London,
yeah, that's 14.8 miles. That's 15 miles.
Wow.
In.
You'd almost get to what? That's a very good way of putting it. You almost get to Watford from St. Pancras. No train needed.
I wonder how long that would take. That's a YouTube video there.
There you go.
Getting back, though.
Hurt my knees, man. This one. Also, it's got some new trucks on it as well. But to be fair, I don't know that much about skateboarding to say, oh, the trucks made that much of a difference. Fine. Five ride modes. Like I said, the fifth ride mode is nuts. They both got regenerative brakes, which kind of... If you engage the motor when you're slowing down, or engage the motor when you're not slowing down, it kind of feeds the brakes again. And when you are braking, it feeds the battery again, should I say. Both work with iOS and Android. And charging time for this new one is an hour and 45 minutes instead of your hour and a half to 2 hours on the last one. Now, that means you can ride to work from just outside of Watford, charge up at work for the day, and then ride home again.
Would the boosted board...
Yeah.
Now you've used two now.
Yep.
Do you reckon they will change personal transport? Will people just not use public transport as much if they were to use a boosted board?
I think these devices, especially in their new range, because they've got some lighter weight ones, I think this one here is, if you're based 3 or 4 miles from work and you want to get in, is awesome because it's designed for the road. The board's got a bit, because it's the longboard style, it's got a bit of give to the board, so there's less vibrations that go through to your knees. That's something you need to think about as well. If you're riding this board for an hour, your legs are going to feel it if it's the first time you've ever done it. So I think for short commutes, this is awesome. Especially if you're an experienced boarder, you'll fly around, you'd love it. For people taking it on public transport, this isn't the smallest of the boosted boards. So they've got, is it the S? Is it called?
Boosted board mini.
The boosted board mini and the mini X, haven't they?
Yeah, so you've got the mini, like the Stealth, you've got the, Stealth's the big one. The one with the orange wheels is a smaller one. It's the same sort of aspect with the mini one. So you've got the boosted board mini, which is like the regular one with the orange wheels, and the boosted board mini X, which is the go faster one.
And it looks like a regular skateboard, doesn't it? Like,
yeah, you've got like a kick.
Kicktail, so you can
kicktail at the back.
Take some tight corners and stuff like that, which are much more necessary when you're in London. Because I think the longboard boosted boards must be sick in LA and in America, where they've got long, wide roads with not big, not tight curves on them. But here in the UK, we've got tighter, more windy streets. So I think for public transport, I definitely think the boosted board mini and the boosted board mini X are going to do really, really well. We've also seen a few other electric vehicles like scooters and stuff lying around as well. So I think we are slowly changing into a world where people are cool with taking a smaller vehicle, charging up with their electrics and getting to work and back. Because if you, I don't know, at work, you ain't got to pay for the electricity. Yeah. If you've got enough of a charge on your device where you can ride from work home and home back to work, you can effectively travel for free. Obviously, you've paid for the device. But once you've got that, you don't have to pay for public transport anymore.
Nah.
Do you get me? So if you can
run quicker, into, possibly.
Yeah, man. Of course. No, not rush hour. What? But what will happen? What I'm worried about is not worried, but what we need to be aware of is how is this going to change when we have everybody on public,
yeah, like
everybody on electric skateboards.
Congestion charge for your electric exactly.
Or police pulling you over for doing like 4 miles in a 20 mile
that's
an hour zone.
If there's like a speed camera,
of course you can.
For 20 mile an hour and you go through it at 24,
yeah,
you're gonna get.
I think you can get a ticket if you're on a bike if you're going too fast. So why not if
a bicycle? But how are they gonna know where you are? You ain't got license plate.
Put the blues and twos on. Woo 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 woo. Pull over. Pull over. That's what I have to do.
Crazy.
So yeah, that's the boosted board stealth. Check out the video. I mean, am I wrong, Billy? Is the video kind of dope?
Yeah. I don't want to give two things away, but the video that would
sick.
Look, that would not look out of place on a movie screen.
Hey, sorry for that, Bill. I appreciate that, bro. Appreciate that.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Also, honorable mention goes out to the DJX.
DJX?
DJI even. DJI and DJI X Lacey. DJI and Lacey hooked up to give us something that we actually used to make the content that we did with the boosted board. Now, DJI, obviously, drones. Let's not be silly. Everybody knows about drones. That's really exciting. Awesome. Lacey, on the other hand, I've got to admit, do not strike me as one of the most exciting companies. Necessary, though, a Lacey hard drives, because they're very good hard drives. But are they the most exciting thing out there? No. So I was really excited to find a Lacey product where I was like, I want to scream and shout out at this, because it's like, when people talk about hard drives, it's about, is it fast and is it reliable? That's what they really care about, isn't it?
And how much, how much is it?
How much space?
Storage?
Yeah, how much storage space is it? How fast can I put the storage on it and take it off? And how reliable is it? That's what they care about. So I'm really happy that Lacey and DJI got together to create this thing called a Co-Pilot. Another name for it, they call it, is a BOSS drive. And that stands for Backup Onset Solution. Now, the way this works is it's an external hard drive. It actually looks... Shout out to you if you're watching the video right now, the YouTube video. Got it in my hand, so we'll show it to you. Hold it up to the camera. But the DJI and Lacey Co-Pilot looks like
a lunchbox.
A very small lunchbox. a very small lunchbox for two very small sandwiches. It looks like a Lacey kind of hard drive, though, doesn't it? It's kind of got
it
that.
It does look cool.
That rubber finish to it. Yeah, it has got that kind of rugged drive look to it. And it's designed by Neil Poulton, who I believe that has designed previous drives for Lacey 2 as well. And that's very, very simple looking. It's got one button on it, but this device is actually, I'm holding it right now, the 2 terabyte, is actually charged up. It's actually being charged up, and it's got a slot on the back where you can plug in a regular USB, USB-C, or a SD card. And if you've got an adapter, a micro SD card. Now, how this works is, say we're out all day, like we were at the boosted shoot, shot loads of drone shots, and we wanted to, one, back them up, two, check what they look like over a little bit.
I was about to ask, how am I going to put it in here
yeah.
and not get to review my footage, how am I going to know that I've taken his tip top? How am I going to see that before I put it on here?
So it's when you're flying the drone, you can have a look at it. You can review stuff on your drone, but I might say, right, we're shooting. Do you know what I mean? Or you might have your camera and you're saying you're shooting. And I'm just like, all right, cool. We can review stuff on the camera. That's cool. You can look back at stuff, but how can we check that rushes look good and compare them to each other off a drive? Like, that's never been thought of before. So what I was going to get to is you actually pop your storage into the back of this drive. Like I said, USB, or you can plug it directly into cams, or I'd recommend the micro SD because it's quick, or SD card. Turn on the drive with one button. It's got a little screen on it. Press the button again, and it just starts copying everything off the storage that you've inserted. Once the storage is on the drive, there's a little lead which you've actually got stuck in at the moment. With it plugs into the drive, and it's got an iPhone lightning lead at the other side, like you use to charge your phone. And you literally plug it into your phone, and with the Boss app, you can review footage on the go. For me, that's sick. Like, an iPhone screen is cool enough for me to review footage. Go on.
With my phone, can I say I got 10 clips on this file, on this thing?
Yeah.
Can I delete clips
on
my phone from off the hard drive?
I think you can. I wouldn't really want to, because it's so big, but you can like delete rushes if you don't fancy them. I believe so. I'll check that I'll have a little look now. Why don't I?
Some you might think, I don't want that. So you could do all your editing, quote unquote, because you won't be able to do any editing, but do all your getting rid of all your bad rushes before you get into the edit room.
So there's no wasted shots.
Yeah. So when you get in the edit room, all you've got is your tip top shots.
That makes sense. I mean, did you have reservations when you heard about this drive then?
No, I thought it was an incredible idea when I saw it. You wouldn't need to bring your laptop with you. All you would need to bring is this hard drive and a phone or an iPad, and away you go.
Exactly. And it just works, man. It's like you can just connect to the drive, and also you can actually charge your phone as well with it.
It's quite the best thing is as well, it's 2 terabytes.
Yeah, man.
So you might fill it up, but the majority of content creators aren't going to fill up a 2 terabyte hard drive in one shoot.
Nah.
Unless you're shooting in massive, great big 4K.
I think there's a 4 terabyte version as well. So I'm just looking at some rushes right now. I'm just going to have a quick look. See what we got. See if I can delete something. Right, there's a picture. Yeah, I can delete stuff.
Sick. So again, you don't even need a computer to look at the files that are on your 2 terabyte hard drive. Can you use it on your computer if you wanted to?
Yeah, you plug it into your computer as well, like a normal drive, and just pull stuff off.
Sick.
So it's sick. Yes, it's nice. There you go. I just deleted a video. Right, let me make sure I've disconnected properly. We didn't need that video. It was from when we had Julia Hardy in here, by the way. So that was a long time ago. So those rushes are safe. So yeah, that's the Lacey DJI Lacey Copilot. It's a drive that looks good and it just flipping works, man. It's just simple. It's the sort of thing that when we're out and about and we're overseas, like when we checked out the Star Wars drones last year, this is something that we can just roll with now. We don't need a laptop to check footage. So we could roll out with drone, camera, Boss drive.
So I could have had all my rushes on my camera, all the rushes on my computer, and then Funkella camera as well.
Yeah.
Instead of putting them onto our computer and then putting them onto a hard drive, which would take up loads of time, we could just put all 3 of our SD cards into there and then that's it, we're done.
Pop the card in the back of the drive, put the drive in the bag and let it do what it's doing while we have a little bit of lunch or something. Sick. Another thing that I've done recently to kill some time, Billy, is I just completed a campaign with Philips. They had this campaign called the hashtag Many Faces.
Yeah, I saw you teasing this on Instagram. There's quite an amazing picture you had drawn of you.
Yeah, man. So it was an amazing experience, man. So Philips wanted to discover the many faces of the modern man. Because I feel like in 2018, it's definitely fair to say that men are not only changing the roles that we undertake as men, but we're also, I feel like we're kind of bending the rules, the conventions of being a man by maybe doing more than one manly type thing, or maybe adhering to behaviors that might be seen as slightly more feminine in the past. And I think it's really good that Felix came together and wanted to celebrate that, and also celebrate the difference that there is between many different men out there. Because it's like, we're not all the same, are we, Billy? Do you know what I mean? So they gave us they held this campaign, which was amazing, where we actually worked with an artist. His name is Guglielmo Affaroni. I always get his name. Sorry, mate. He was like, just call me G. But he's this amazing artist who actually wanted to represent the different ways that the different sides that men have to them by painting some portraits, which were these amazing 3D portraits, which were made up of two or sometimes three semi-transparent portraits of the faces of each of the ambassadors of this campaign. And they were all in different poses and different moods. So as you moved around them, you kind of got a bit more of a smile from one angle, a bit more of a stern look, or a stronger look and a slightly more passive looking one. And it kind of represents how men can take on different emotional traits and values, and kind of shows you kind of like what I just said, society expects certain things from men, but we've actually taken on more than one role at a time. And they gave us this really interesting research as well, Bill, which is I'll give you some of it as well. Like, over half of men, that's 52%, feel that we have a certain image to live up to, and there's certain expectations that you have to live up to as a man. And it rises to 62% for 16 to 24 year olds and millennials. Now, do you feel that us as men have to have certain traits that we and images that we're meant to live up to?
What, by society?
Yeah, what would be a classic trait?
Confident.
Yeah, confidence is definitely one thing. What about like go on.
Strength.
I feel like men are meant to be strong. There's like the thing about men are meant to be like strong in more ways than like just being physically strong, but like emotionally strong. Like, we're not really meant to be the guys that would ever get upset or break down and cry. And luckily, over the last few years, that's changed, where people have been talking more about sort of, you know, mental health and stuff like that. But would you say society still would be like...
I'd say they're the two main ones.
Yeah, like, for example, if you were having a bad day in the office and a man broke down and started to cry in the office, or just went, I went to the toilets and a little cry, that's still seen as quite a taboo thing. I don't feel like many people would...
People would start smirking or saying, if you said, I had a cry, but you'd smile, but at the same time, for me anyway, you're like, you're right, you sure?
Yeah, exactly. You're right.
It's not seen as quote unquote manly.
Yeah.
If he was to cry.
Exactly. Here's a trait that topped the charts. The most important personality trait that men aspire to is loyalty. I'm loyal. Is loyalty. But most of us believe that society expects us to be strong, like you said. I'm really happy that most men want to aspire to loyalty, because you know, being loyal is a good thing, man. Being loyal is a very good thing. Billy's very loyal to How to Kill an Hour. I feel like that.
Week in, week out, I'm here.
Keeping it moving. But the research basically concluded that British men believe that we have many faces. So like over half juggle more than four roles per day. And with the traits that we exhume, they may not be specifically aligned with stereotypical traits that society expects of us.
Yeah.
Just want to say they did pick a face to be the front of the campaign documents that went out there. And the face that you were talking to right now, Billy, might be that face, bro.
So are we going to see billboards of Max Bronzi on as you walk past?
I want a billboard with a quote of me saying what I said when I first got my hands on a Philips product.
Oh, no. I used it on my balls. It's not meant for your balls.
But that's a whole different story out there, man.
That's a legendary story.
Exactly. Also on the night, Mr. Guglielmo Affaroni, G, he actually did some live painting on the night as well, which was sick. He kind of used, I believe it was a waxy substance, to kind of draw a self-portrait. And he actually like covered it with paint, or it looked like ink, and actually created a self-portrait on the night. And I was on the decks. I was on the ones and twos as well, man. So it was great that... and all the ambassadors came along as well, including Harry Judd, who is...
Name drop.
You know, it's all about the Harry Judd.
Is he like a drummer?
For?
I'm going to get caned. Is it either McFly or Busted?
You know what, though? There was McBusted, so I'll let you off.
I think it's McFly.
Are you going to go McFly?
Yeah, I'll go McFly.
Well, Billy. Harry Judd from McFly. But, you know, so he was in a boy band, into his fitness, He dances. He's an entertainer of sorts as well. He was a good representative of that as well. He gave a nice speech on the night and kind of spoke about how he has a number of, as a father as well, he has a number of roles that he takes on. And I mean, I'm glad that we're celebrating that men have many faces out there, Bill. That's all I'm saying, bro. Are you happy that we have many faces? Or would you like to go back to the days that men are just meant to be straight? Exactly. Not everyone's the same. So yeah, that was hashtag Philip's Many Faces. Check that out. Also, check out the link in the show description, which will take you to an article which we've written up about the night. And
many pictures of Marcus's face.
The few pictures of my face, me and the mix and blend as well. And also, there's a video that Philip's are knocking together as well. So hopefully, when that's ready, we'll pop that out on the site as well.
Nice.
Yeah, good stuff, man. Good stuff. Next, though, Billy, a computer game.
There are plenty of ways to kill time out there, but right now you're killing time with the Strange Brigade.
Before we get into this, massive shout out to the PR company, Lick PR, for getting us these sick How to Kill an Hour drops. This is actually the guy that does the voiceover in the Strange Brigade game.
Marcus Bronze. Bronze by name, but no fan of coming third.
The Strange Brigade.
What else have we got?
Dev. Strange Brigade's loose cannon.
There you go.
Funk Butcher. Professional Twitter troller.
That's quite good, that one.
The way he says Funk Butcher.
Funk Butcher. Professional Twitter troller. Funk Butcher. Football fanatic. Billy Wright. Unfortunately supports Man United.
Oh.
There we go.
That's not nice.
Well, unfortunately supports Man United. I don't know.
It's just dissing it. It's like, why unfortunate? Why
Billy Wright.
Bad situation right now, but let's just see how things go, you know?
Billy Wright. Producer extraordinaire.
There you go. That's a love you, Billy.
That's the one, yeah.
Billy Wright. More Billy than goat.
Hey, Billy Goat, get it? Greatest of all time.
Goats. So Strange Brigade, Bill. We both had a play, right?
Yeah, I played Horde mode. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, man. Pretty good game. Just to give you a little bit of background on it, it's a kind of 1930s setting. It is a group of explorers extraordinaires who have basically, I feel like they're filled in this world of magic and mystery, right? And it's their job to go out and find treasure, kick mummified zombie ass, do some magic, kick some more zombified ass, and then go home and have a spot of tea.
A spot of tea.
I feel like that is what the Strange Brigade are meant to do. Shout out to Rebellion Games. Again, this is another thing we played at E3 that we really, really like.
If you've played, if you played Left 4 Dead 2 back in the day, classic game.
Yep.
This reminds me a lot of Left 4 Dead 2. It's up to four-player co-op.
Yeah.
Go through really cool levels, and there's, instead of zombies, you've got skeletons coming towards you. So it's not the same game, because there is other elements. So you've got puzzles in it. You can do really cool puzzles. So instead of getting into a room, you have to do certain intricate puzzles to get there, but it changes. If there's four of you instead of one of you, the puzzle will change. So it's not the same game each time you play.
Yeah, I mean, a few people I know that have played Strange Brigade have completed it first time around by themselves, and then I've hopped online with them and played it, and they said the game changes. Obviously, you get more zombies, and puzzles change, and it's also more fun. I mean, for me personally, I've preferred playing... You've played Horde mode, haven't you?
I've played Horde mode, yeah.
I've preferred playing online, going through missions, so I've kind of started the game on the first mission, kept it open so people can hop in as I'm playing. And I've preferred having an open party, open to public, people jumping in and kicking zombie butt with me. And sometimes they might run ahead and complete a little task or like get into a secret room without me. But when there's a group of you, if you all start having a little chat in a party over the game, it's jokes, man.
I was about to say, I think in the playthrough that the Skeezer kept on taking all your loot.
Oh, bruv. In the playthrough video, which you can check on the link in the show description, this geezer like must have done the level before, yeah? And he was just like, yoink, ching, 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 yoink, ching. You can get upgraded for your guns the more money that you get, yeah? And he was rinsed. All right, that's one thing. If you're playing with other people, you know, you might want to put a little bit of a word out there. It's like, come on, let's share the riches in this. Do you know what I mean? It's a great game. I mean, with regards to the characters, they're actually releasing new characters now, actually. Whilst weapons stay very similar to every character that you choose, you can switch out weapons. Each of them have an amulet which takes souls in every time you kill a zombie. So every time you kill a zombie, you get a little blue amulet. And if you whip out the amulet near a zombie or near the soul flies towards you. And everybody has their own special power-up move, which is like when they charge their amulet, which is their special. Mine has to be the doctor's because it's like this sick thing which kind of bounces off all of the zombies' heads and
kills
them.
Yeah, kind of just use it, destroy them all.
Yeah, it's sick, man.
The thing I liked as well, when I was playing Horde mode, I know it must be the same in the single player mode. There's on the level that I was playing, if you shot this thing, it's something raised out the floor and like a massive saw and cut people up.
The booby traps. As you progress through the game, because obviously the more levels that you finish, the more Horde modes that you can experience. Some of the levels have so many booby traps. And I love the voiceover because he's like, there's a few booby traps over there. Let's see what happens if you knock those. Like that. There's some booby traps. There's like ones that burn zombies. There's ones that like have walls of spikes. There's like logs that you can kind of shoot the ropes that are connected to them. And it kind of wipes out a bunch of them. Oh, it's amazing. It's amazing. The melees are fun as well. The zombies are kind of unpredictable too, which is great. Like, they don't just walk in a straight line. They're quite hard to hit. You like, headshots aren't easy to take because I'm ducking and weaving and bobbing. And you've got to time your melees right. So if you run up to one, it can lean back as you're leaning forward to hit
lean
it
back.
And slap you.
Lean back.
There's loads of puzzles in it as well. So as well as the usual puzzles to get through the game, there's extra rooms and rewards and achievements that you can get from getting into special areas. There are blue cats that you need to shoot in every single round as well, which gives you extra points and a golden cat. 9 levels to get through. I'm going to presume there are loads more DLC that's going to be coming because they are just pouring the DLC on us, which is lovely. That's Strange Brigades, man. 4 remote corners of the British Empire.
4 would you players. Give this one?
I'm going to give it... You know what? It's another good one. I'm going to give it a strong 4. I'm going to give it a strong 4, man. Strange Brigade, man.
Fun by yourself? Sorry, I'm interrupting, but more fun by yourself or more fun with friends?
I'm a big fan of co-op, man. I think when I was in part, I liked it single player, still play a bit of single player. When you hop in the same missions, yes, you might not get as loot, but when there's a few you running around and there's loads of zombies and somebody dies and you revive them or you die and they revive you or someone's like, hey, here's a potion or whatever. I like the camaraderie. Do you know what I mean? You know, it's a safari adventure across the world with zombies and magic and booby traps and blowing up stuff and dynamite as well, which is my favorite friggin' alternative weapon to throw instead of the grenades. Dynamite's sick because you can throw it and then shoot it. And it's friggin' strong. It's just a fun game. I'd call it like the computer game version of the Indiana Jones trilogy, man.
Is
it a trilogy? How many Indiana Jones? Was there... There's quite a few of them. I just call it the series.
There's so many.
Franchise. I feel like it's the computer game version of Indiana Jones, man. Really enjoyed it. And I think that's going to bring us to the end of this week's How to Kill an Owl, because we spoke about loads, man. Anything else you'd like to bring to the table in the meantime, Billy?
Nothing really. We'll just keep an eye on How to Kill an Owl, because we might be talking about Apple pretty soon.
Yes, we may indeed. Have we got any Florida Man stories, Billy?
I don't have any ready, but
can we whip out a couple of Florida Man stories? Because
we can. Mind the microphone. We can check some.
We've done Florida Man stories previously, which is where basically we've realized that if you Google Florida Man, you actually get amazing stories.
Google autocomplete actually says Florida Man crazy stories.
Really?
Yes.
That is
here
insane.
We go. We got some here. 49 crazy headlines.
49 crazy headlines. All right.
Let's go through some of them.
I'm ready for this, man. I am ready.
Right. Florida man attempts to smoke crack in ICU, almost burns down hospital. Why do you have the balls to smoke that inside a hospital?
Crack in ICU.
Florida man flashes buttocks at IHOP after impersonating a police officer to get free food. Florida man bites off a neighbor's ear because he wouldn't give him a cigarette.
Oh, wow.
This one's crazy. Florida man claims his wife was kidnapped by holograms. um, Florida man inches one in Florida man, sorry, inches closer to a one-way trip to Mars.
One more before we get out of here, Bill.
Florida man really, really, really wants to force a jury to watch his sex tape.
Is that you, Billy?
Nah, I'm not from Florida.
Florida, Bill. Yeah, South London, man.
Flo Rida.
Yeah, that is Florida, isn't it? Flo Rida. I knew that for a while. When you found it out, were you really chuffed or did someone tell
something
you?
Something you think, oh, look at that. Oh, crazy. She's right there in front of you. You didn't see it.
You're like Steph London. That's quite clever, isn't it? She's like Steflon, isn't it? Teflon. Steflon Don. Teflon. No?
London, isn't it?
Yeah, but she calls herself Steflon Don. She doesn't call herself Steph London. Steph London.
Makes it sound better, doesn't it?
Yeah, sounds loads better. Anyway, this has been How to Kill an Hour. You can find out about everything we spoke about in today's show by heading to howtokillanhour.com. You can also join our mailing list by going to howtokillanhour.com/news. Or if you're too lazy, go to our show description and click the link in there, and that'll give you everything that you need in your life. My name has been Marcus Bronzy.
Before we go, actually, there is one extra benefit for signing up to our newsletter. Yeah, what is it?
Competitions?
Yes.
That's it. You can win competition. Actually, we're about to announce our winner for our Strange Brigade. We gave away a special edition copy of the Strange Brigade game, which you've missed out on if you haven't signed up to our mailing list. So yeah, there's plenty of ways to kill time out there. I've been Marcus Bronzy.
And I've been Producer Bill.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.